from the edge of Hamilton's escarpment. This is Indy 101.5 CIOI.
This is Casey Alvarez here on Indy 101.5 and keeping it current.
It's alive! It's alive!
Everybody, welcome back. We are live in studio.
Not just alive, we are live.
I'll check you for a pulse in a minute, my friend.
I'm pretty sure I'm okay.
Okay, what are you talking? That's a good start.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back once again, live. For anyone listening who listens to this show regularly.
Which, by the way, this is Mark and Simon's soundtrack show.
Yes.
On, we should probably mention that.
On Indy 101.5, so yeah. Just in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
We appreciate you tuning in. But if you are listening not for the first time, then it's really not much different for you. Except that the show might be a little bit less polished, but I think it's a little, that makes up, we make up for it in humanity.
Do you think that our shows before were polished? I don't know.
Polished-ish.
Okay.
If wow. That's a word.
All right. All right. So right off the top there, we had a little AC/DC, Back in Black, because we are, well, I didn't wear black. Mark's wearing black.
I'm wearing
it's
black.
It's dark hats. Anyway.
Yes.
Black adjacent. And of course, Men in Black 2 was the movie that you can hear
and
Back
Iron
in Black.
Man,
probably some other ones
Iron
too.
Iron Man 2
yeah.
And probably a dozen more. So there you
all
go.
Right. Can you actually hear me for
yeah,
sure?
I can hear you fine.
All right. Sorry about that. All right. So we are, as we mentioned, live in the studio. So if you call this number,
that would be 905-575-1628.
We will pick up the phone and we will talk to you. And we will take your requests.
Yes.
And even if you don't know what song the song you want to hear is from, we'll figure it out and we'll probably play it anyway.
Yes.
So,
Most popular songs have been used in a movie at some point
in time. Or a commercial or something. Yes. Or a TV show. Or
those are the rules of the show. We can usually make it work with whatever we want to play. That's,
and plus,
that's why I picked this song, this theme way back when.
Plus, it's our show, so we can make up the rules.
Yeah. Just anyway. No swearing.
Yes. That's the CRTC makes up that rule.
Well, that's true. We have to abide by that, unfortunately. So what
yes.
Are you going to do?
All right. So let's play some more music. These
good.
Are our requests. We made these ones up. So we're here. We're picking the music. We're going to start with what?
If you've heard of this show at all, ever, in the last – I've been doing this for 4 years now? Crikey.
At least.
You know that myself and my – partner Simon here are big, big fans of this franchise. And, of course, we're talking about the original Men in Black, Jake and Elwood, and that would be they were the Blues Brothers. So we are doing a song from that movie, the first one, and it's called She Caught the Katie, which is what the opening credits come up on in the movie. So
here we are with the Blues Brothers on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5.
Dig it.
Katie left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out, I swung on behind. Crazy about a hard-headed woman of mine. Man, my baby long. Great gosh, might have my baby tall. My baby long, great gosh, my baby tall. And my baby, she long, my baby, she tall. These stupid little head to catch her, and I'll keep you out in the hall. Rest about her, the hard-headed woman of mine. Well, I love
All right. The boys are back in town. That would be referring to us as back in town in the studio live.
Yeah, back in the studio doesn't have quite the same ring to it, though.
No, Busboys did it way better.
Yes. And speaking of the Busboys doing it, that was from 48 Hours, right?
48 Hours.
With Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy. There's and a combo you don't hear, see very often.
I think it was also from another 48 Hours.
Oh, well, yes. That would make sense.
Yes.
Since it was another movie with Nick and Eddie in it. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit for the moment. We're going to get serious here. Recently lost a great man. Rockin' Ronnie Hawkins passed away this past weekend. And I won't try to describe Ronnie because I don't know enough about him. And there's people out there that know a million times more than me and actually knew him well and probably will have lots to say over the next few days. If you want to know more other than that he was an amazing musician, he spent a lot of time in Canada. He was a mentor to the band, and kind of like a godfather of rock and roll. I don't know if that's like there can be more than one godfather of rock and roll. I'm sure somebody else has that title, but
yeah, I guess James Brown was the godfather of soul. So why can't there be a godfather of rock?
Exactly. So while I was doing some checking on Ronnie's career here, I was like, he's actually got 15 IMDb credits as an actor, not just as a contributor to the soundtrack. So some notable things that he was in. He was in Duct Tape Forever, which was the Red Green movie.
Yes.
He was in Snake Eater with
Lorenzo Lamas.
Yep. He was
That's
also
a quality film right there.
He was also in Meatballs 3, which I didn't even know there was a Meatballs 3.
Did you know there was a Meatballs 2?
I did know there was a Meatballs 2. I did know there was a Meatballs 2, and I have seen Meatballs 2.
Is that an hour and a half you wish you had back?
I know there was some fun parts about it.
All right.
There's an alien that the kids have to hide, and they teach them about farts. You know, when you're 14, you can't get
No, that's a reasonable 14-year-old
joke.
Yeah.
But he was also that was the soundtrack. But so those were the notable ones. He also wrote the song "Mary Lou," which we're going to try to play for you in a minute.
Yep.
That was the theme song for "Hello, Mary Lou," Prom Night 2.
Another quality classic.
Yes. So right now we're going to play something.
I remember going to see that with you, actually.
I don't think I've ever seen Prom Night 2.
I think you and I and Jay went.
No, it wasn't me. I've never seen that movie.
Okay. It was.
I should go see that movie.
It was not very good.
Well,
adolescent boy, it was a great movie, and I'm not going to say more than that for fear of being crude, but you get the idea.
Yeah, okay. You've never been afraid of being crude before, but okay.
On the air.
So we're going to play first up, from Ronnie, we're going to play Who Do You Love, right?
Is this a remake of the Contour song?
I don't know, but this one is from the aforementioned Meatballs 3, where he played bar singer.
Cool.
And he also wrote half the songs on the soundtrack, so. Or perform them.
I'm sure he made some money off of that. So
all right. Here we go. Meatballs 3, Summer Job, Ronnie Rockin' Ronnie Hawkins, and Who Do You Love? So.
Oh, Jimmy, have you heard? Baby, gonna buy me a mockingbird. Walk 47 miles of barbed wire. Use a cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new chimney made on top, made from a human skull. Come on, Robbie, let's take a little walk, Timmy. Who do you love?
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Eileen took me by the hands and said, "Ooh, you Ricky, I understand.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
graveyard mine. I turned 41, I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I ride a line of town and use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Garth, don't you give me no lip. Who do you love? Black and the night was blue. Now on the corner set an ice wagon loose. Bump was hit, Lord, somebody scream. You should have heard just what I've seen.
Off a fool like you. She got her a rich man, had a dozen kids. Drove that cat until he flipped his lid.
Mary Lou,
she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. She was sorry that she hurt me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. When she took that, a man, it gave me a chill.
Mary Lou,
she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove her far. Well, she jumped in my kitty and she drove her far.
Driving, not arriving, on our
Back, of course, that was actually our first live request.
Yes, I was going to mention the telephone lines have been lighting up like a Christmas tree where all the lights are dead.
Like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yes. We did have one request from our good friend Kareem, though.
Yes.
And what was that, Mark?
That
we
was
just played it.
Two of Us, the Beatles song, as done by Amy Mann from the soundtrack to the film I Am Sam. So thank you, Kareem. Appreciate it. And
yes.
Picking something a little bit obscure, which is nice. Top Gun's in the biggest movie right now on the planet, and we're not playing any Top Gun yet.
Yeah, well, nobody's requested it, so if you want to hear something from Top Gun, you got to request it first.
I may request it. I kind of feel like I'm going to the danger zone. I don't
maybe.
Know why. Maybe.
Maybe we can do a whole, well, we'll come back to that. We I do want to mention back one more time that before that, we did play a couple of Ronnie Hawkins tunes as that we lost that great man just this past weekend. And we also lost another great actor this week, Ray Liotta.
Yes. So he was the big star of a lot of the mob movies. So if you've seen he was the star of
Goodfellas. For one. Yeah. He was in a lot of movies, though.
That's true. And was it TV show Ray Donovan? Was that him?
I don't know.
No.
Mark Hamill actually tweeted out that he was massively underrated, or not tweeted, Instagrammed, I guess. I don't know how you say that. Grammed, Instagrammed, whatever.
IG man.
IG'd. Anyway, that was. I think that I was just looking at his IMDb credentials, and it's long. And but he's not super memorable in a lot of the stuff that he's in. As far as like, oh yeah, that movie's got him in it. But when you remember that he's in it, you're like, oh yeah, he was awesome. You know. So anyway, we're gonna start off with something from Goodfellas here in memory of Ray Liotta,
which of course would play this classic ones, Dean Martin and Ain't That a Kick in the Head. And this is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning,
to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick.
Motorhead there, because that'll wake you up.
Yeah, we did a little bit of a 180 there from Dean Martin straight to Motorhead. But there is a method to our madness, just barely.
Often.
In this case, there is anyway, and that is, as we mentioned, Ray Liotta passed away this past week, and he was in Goodfellas, which we played the Dean Martin song from, and Motorhead was in a movie called Smokin' Aces, which Ray Liotta was also in. And also, There's a bit of a connection there with the Dean Martin song, and that in 98 there was a movie called The Rat Pack, and Dean Martin was a member of the Rat Pack.
Yes.
And Ray Liotta played Frank Sinatra in the movie The Rat Pack. So.
And strangely enough, Dean Martin played backup vocals on Motorhead, actually, Ace of Spades. Who knew?
I thought he played a.
That's the news you'll hear.
I thought he played tambourine on that one, actually. Yeah,
that's the news you'll hear. Don't bother looking it up. Yes, you won't find it. Yeah. It's very low key.
It's secret.
Yes. And we keep it going. This one is from, and I'm not going to give away the bit because I found it hysterical, but it's from a bit involving a radio station after the apocalypse on The Kids in the Hall.
The new episodes. On Prime.
Yes. So, if you feel like some rock and roll, here's one. It's Melanie, Brand New Key on the Soundtrack Show, Indie 101.5.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Taking you to touch and go. Highway,
Into the Danger Zone. A little Kenny Loggins there to spice up your evening.
And commemorate the release of the second Top Gun movie, finally.
Maverick.
How many times was that thing delayed? Like 100.
It was supposed to be out in mid-2020, so it's been on a shelf for 2 years.
Wow, brutal. All right. It's kind of like our show. It hasn't been on the shelf, but the studio's been kind of on the shelf.
Definitely shifting gears tonight, so I'm ready for that.
All right, so next up, I want to talk a little bit about some friends of mine that have a little project going on called Cinema Time Capsule. They have a Facebook page, and if you go to their Facebook page, you can find out about their Cinema Time Capsule screenings and their brand new podcast just released. It's currently on Spotify and will be very shortly up on other platforms. And did we get the technical aspects of the phone worked out there, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, so from Cinema Time Capsule, we have on the phone, making a request, we have Jeff. Jeff.
Yep. Am I there? Live on the air?
You are live on the air, my friend.
So please don't
swear. I've been trying to get through to you guys for 3 years, and I finally someone picked up. Holy.
I finally noticed a little light flashing on the phone. Because this is a great moment. Yes.
We actually had two calls tonight, so this is a bit like a record.
I can't believe I got through. I'm so excited.
It's not like it's one of those concert ticket promotions. Hey, 10th caller through right now.
You get to be the 10th caller.
So do I get to request a song?
Yes, please. Tell us what you'd like to hear, my friend.
Well, I mean, this is a soundtrack show, and there's a lot of acting going on with this song. This song is, I'm requesting, is by Rick Derringer for Hulk Hogan. I'm a Real American.
I had the cassette of this way back when, like 1984, 1985.
Who didn't? I love this album.
That's
this
true.
Was tops for me.
This is the WWF wrestling album.
At its finest. This is the peak of the WWF.
Are you guys going to play this?
We are definitely going to play it. We're going to play it right now. Thanks for calling in, man.
What a night for me. I'm gonna hang up and listen.
All right. You do that, man.
Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, and thank you for supporting Cinema Time Capsule.
No problem. Thanks for calling in.
Let us know when you got another project.
Yeah, let us know when that happens, for sure.
Thank you. Have a great night, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Jeff from Cinema Time Capsule, and as per his request, you go back in time with Hulk Hogan, Terry Hulk Hogan. Hulk Terry? Yeah, Terry Hulk. Real American. On where are we?
This is Indie 101.5, and this is Park and Simon Soundtrack Show.
I am a real
That was
Rick Derringer.
Yes.
And I'm a Real American.
You know what? I feel jet because he's it's labeled, the track is labeled as by Hulk Hogan. And I guess it was his
intro theme song back in the day.
But he's not actually on it. I was expecting, Hulk. I don't do impressions.
All right. Well, okay. I'm going to do my best Hulk Hogan impression for you. Maybe you won't feel as gypped off. All right?
Do it.
All right. Okay, brother. I'm going to tell you what to do here. What you're going to do is you're going to call Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show at 905-575-1628. And then you're going to rip your shirt off and you're going to call and you're going to make a request. On Indie 101.5.
Sold. Next up, we have one that's from Horrible Bosses. It's The Heavy. How You Like Me Now?
I apologize to Hulk Hogan for that terrible impression.
It's okay. No worse than he's ever
I did
done.
Not rip my shirt off, though.
He did. Simon's very sexy with his shirt on. Just saying. Here we go, The Heavy on Indie 101.5.
I couldn't be wrong. Now you need to know.
By King Floyd, not Pink, King Floyd.
King Floyd, yep.
Lest you know, they have a very similar sound, so, you know, you might confuse that, so we don't want to do that.
Mark is being sarcastic for anybody who doesn't understand.
Or has heard Pink Floyd before.
Or King Floyd before.
That's true.
Anyway, so let's, that was King Floyd, Groove Me, from, I think, one of the Austin Powers movies. I know
second
that was
one,
the second one, I think. So.
Third one, sorry, it was third one. It's the Back in Time,
anyway,
70s one.
What a great tune. That's such a sweet jam for sure.
I first heard that song when it was sung by somebody with a Jamaican accent.
Yes, I was listening to that recording recently. Mark's referring to the album The Briefcase Full of Blues by the Blues Brothers. The Blues Brothers cover that song, but they kind of make it like a reggae. And
they make a lot of weed references.
And they make a lot of and they do a really bad Jamaican accent. So these days that recording is fairly problematic. I don't know that we'd want to play that for you. But if you get past the bad accents and the stereotyping.
The stereotype that Jamaicans like weed.
Yes.
That's shocking.
Well, also that they might be in jail. That's the other problem. But anyway.
Well, their characters were.
If you get past the stereotyping and the bad accents the Blues Brothers version grooves pretty hard too. But the original is superior.
Definitely.
So.
Very funky.
Super funky. Super groovy. And it has been super groovy to be back here in the studio at Indy 101.5 at Mohawk College tonight.
It is a weight lifted. I mean, it's almost – it's what they talk about, the new normal, getting back to normal. This is getting back to normal for us.
Yeah, for sure. The new normal is, though, that in the studio there's a bucket, like an industrial Costco size thing of Steri wipes, which we'll be using shortly as we leave the studio.
Yes, we will.
We want to thank our callers. We two call. That means we had at least two listeners today, Mark, and they weren't even in the same car.
You know what they say, that there's another 600 people listening for every caller you get.
Who's they? Who says that?
Radio people. I heard about it when I was in school. But it's one of those things. Two people. That means there's like 1,200 people out there.
Well, there's definitely 1,200 people out there. I don't know if they're all listening.
in theory,
there's 1,200 people out there.
If you follow that formula, it's 1,200 people listening. So all of you, thank you.
Yes,
we really
appreciate
listening. It.
And
yes.
Thanks for Jeff and Karim for calling in and listening and supporting community radio, college radio here on Indy
101.5. And specifically our show.
And yeah, too. Yes, absolutely. We're going to end the night off on – not an official request, but my friend Natalie liked a bunch of our posts today, and I know she really likes Prince. So from Purple
How can
Rain
you not?
We are going to play a little bit of the purple one here. Prince and the Revolution, Let's Go Crazy.
Let's do it. Have a great night. Have a very great week. And be excellent to each other. Night, everybody. Thanks, Simon.
Good night.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever. And that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you. There's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder. Bye.